Now, for a completely different take on the Bible, we turn to those would-be biblical experts Reed Martin and Austin Titchener, otherwise known as the Reduced Shakespeare Company. They have their own version of Bible history, or at least a theatrical show called The Bible, The Complete Word of God, abridged, which, I might add, has enough stories to offend just about everyone.
In the beginning, everything was void. God saw all that emptiness. He really got annoyed. So he started his creating because he knew he should. He said,
"Let there be light. Wow, that light is good."
So we got, anyway, that's the In the Beginning blues that start the show.
Yeah. God had a serious case of the In the Beginning blues.
Yeah. Well, and did a pretty good job of filling them in.
Yes. Well, and we'd have a whole song about begatten, you know, how the world was populated.
That's right.
But done tastefully.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'd be grateful for that, actually. I mean, in the beginning section of the Bible, there are those long lists of names.
Now, Adam begat Cain, who begat Enoch, and then Irad. Mahujael, Methusael, and still he wasn't Tyred. Then Lamech, who begat Jabal and Jubal, who were brothers, and Tubal Cain and Naamah, and many, many others. Begatten, begatten, everywhere begatten, begatten like the bunnies like to do. They were begatten, begatten, making babies happen, because back then there was nothing else to do. So Adam begat Seth, who begat Enos, then Cainan, Mahalalel, and Jared, with no energy declining. Jared begat Enoch, because there was nothing to it. Methuselah is proof you never get too old to do it. Begatten, and etc.
Yes.
That's much more interesting than reading the list of names one right after the other.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yes, well, thank you. All right, well, before we leave the Old Testament, I think we really have to talk about one of the great battle scenes of all time, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho.
In his 120th year, Moses did die, so God appointed Joshua to become the new leader of Israel.
All right, man, tit, hut, hoop. We're moving into Canaan at 0600 hours. We're going to hit the walls of Jericho and hit them hard. Our objective? Take back the land which our Lord God and Supreme Commander has given us. Sound off!
One!
Okay, that's enough. Gather around, it's time to go.
Gather around, it's time to go.
Kick some ass in Jericho.
Kick some ass in Jericho.
Listen up, now here's the news.
Listen up, now here's the news.
We're taking Israel back for Jews.
Taking Israel back for Jews.
No sound.
No sound.
No noise.
No noise.
Let's go down and kill Goys. Lift face. Forward march.
Well, Joshua did indeed bring the house down in Jericho and proceeded to kill audiences all over the Middle East. He slew the people of Midian, known as the Midianites, the people of Girgash, known as the Girgashites, and the people of Paris, known as the French.
Very nice. All right, well, that pretty much takes care of the Old Testament. I suppose you have to at some point go on and think about the New, or do you?
Yes, we do.
We have to think about
it,
for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And actually, there's this fellow named Jesus who figures prominently in the New Testament.
And this was the guy we had to keep explaining when we performed in Israel.
Yeah.
Who he was, Son of God. You ever heard of him? Hands up. Anybody?
Yeah.
No. And actually, one of the things that we do, I mean, there are people who think the entire idea of doing a reduction of the Bible is a bad idea. But we, more so than in any of our other shows, we bent over backwards to not make fun of anybody's faith and really just, you know, do funny versions of the stories, of the tales. And this was particularly tricky when we were talking about Jesus, because there's not too much fun to make out of the guy. He was really a kind of a nice dude, you know?
Yeah.
So it was.
Well, and I don't know whether this is true or not, but it seems to me that the stories in the New Testament may actually be better known than many of the stories in the Old Testament.
Yeah. And, you know, how do we deal with it? We have a scene with the wise men getting lost in the desert because it's overcast.
They can't
find the star, and so they stop and they play catch, as they did.
Because they've bought presents for the baby Jesus.
Yeah, it turns out they all three bought him a baseball mitt.
Yeah, because it's his birthday, which falls on Christmas,
so he never doesn't get
very good presents.
You know, it's just not right. Yeah.
And then we did our research, and we found the letter that Jesus wrote to Joseph and Mary.
Oh, really?
Yes, when he went off on his own.
It goes, "Dear Mother and Joseph, I just don't feel I have what it takes to be a good carpenter, so I'm leaving to wander in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to, well, get my head together. Don't worry, I'll be fine. Love, your miracle, Jesus." Yes.
It's very touching.
Yeah, very moving. It is.
I hadn't known that was found before.
Yeah,
was,
yeah, no, and in the scene we have, you know, Mary reading it out loud and Joseph being very bummed, and Mary says to Joseph, "Oh, don't worry, honey. He loves you. He loves everybody. Read the note."
Yeah.
So, you know, when you did The Complete Works of Shakespeare, you reduced all of the comedies to one. You said it really only has one plot, so mm-hmm. that was all there was. Mm-hmm. Anything like that in the Bible?
Actually, there is. There's all the letters, you know, Paul's letters.
Yes.
They basically say three things. These are instructions to early Christians. Two are written by Peter, four by John, 14 by Paul, and as far as anyone knows, nothing was written by either George or Ringo.
Okay, and what do they say?
They say basically three things. Love the Lord thy God. Love thy neighbors thyself. And they say, women, you're responsible for the downfall of mankind, so shut up and obey your husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that basically covers it.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
That was our feeling. We didn't write it. We're just telling you what they say.
Yeah, don't blame the messenger. And then we launch into the big musical climax. That's Armageddon.
Yeah.
Austin Titchener and Reed Martin of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Their show is called The Bible, The Complete Word of God, Abridged.